Welcome to the Finding True Health podcast, episode number 20. I am excited because from what I understand, a large number of podcasters don't ever make it to their 20th episode. They experience something called pod fade. Maybe they throw in the towel once they realize that podcasting takes a fair amount of time and effort to get episodes out consistently every week. Or maybe they just realize that podcasting isn't for them and they decide to do something different. But don't worry, I am not going anywhere. I'm way too passionate about what I teach here. I absolutely love helping people with their health and their body image and their relationship with food and their mindset. And I have tons more to say about all of these topics. In fact, I have about 150 more episode ideas, and that list seems to keep growing. So no worries about running out of content. Also, it's been so fun to watch this podcast grow each week. I know that we're getting new listeners all of the time. So if you're one of those new listeners, welcome. It is so nice to have you in the family. And I just really hope that you get value out of this podcast. So in celebration of our 20th episode, I decided to go over the top 20 habits I recommend to enjoy optimal health. You're not going to want to miss it. Let's get started. Hey there, friends. My name's Jenna Waite. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, mother of five, and someone who's passionate about helping others find true health in the midst of diet culture and body objectification. Join me as we take our focus off of weight and body size and put it on to becoming the healthiest possible versions of ourselves so that we can have energy to live our best lives. I am so excited you're here. Now let's dive in. Hello, how is everybody doing today? I'm doing fantastically. Is that a word? I'm fantastic. I just have to tell you something interesting that's been going on in my life. I have been eating a lot of kimchi lately. So I did an episode a little while ago, it's episode number 14, I believe, on gut health. And I was reminded as I was researching that for that episode that kimchi can be really great for your gut health. And I actually served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in South Korea. I spent about a year and a half there serving the people and teaching them about Jesus and God. And we ate kimchi for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, it's just the staple over there in Korea. And I just loved kimchi. I absolutely loved it. And then I got back to the States and, you know, this is 20 years ago. And I've probably only had kimchi a handful of times since. And so I just remembered how much I loved it. And I wondered why I wasn't eating it more regularly. So I went and bought some at the grocery store and have been so enjoying that pretty much every day. I love it. So if you have never tried kimchi, I think it's delicious. It might be an acquired taste. If you don't know what it is, it's like a pickled, fermented cabbage with some like chili sauce in it. But it's not very spicy. You can get different levels. I'm not really a spicy girl. And so I just get the mild and it's really hardly any spice. So anyway, try it out. It's great for your gut health. And I think it's just delicious. So I wanted to share that with you today. All right, let's go ahead and jump in. Let's talk about our top 20 habits that I recommend for optimal health. Now, just for a little clarification, these habits that I'm going to be talking about are something that I call general outcomes or general aspirations. You can also think of them as kind of like categories of individual habits. So within each category, each of these 20 categories, there are a number of specific behaviors or habits or routines that you could work on to get that overarching goal or outcome. So for example, a general aspiration or habit might be exercise 5 days a week. That's my goal. That's my kind of categories to exercise more. And a more specific habit would be ride my bike for 20 minutes in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and do Pilates Tuesday, Thursday. Or, I mean, even a more specific habit would be put my tennis shoes on after I eat breakfast. Or another habit might be drive to the gym right after work. So you can see there's any number of really specific habits that fall under that category of exercise 5 days a week. Also, these are not in any particular order of what I feel is most important, since I think that it's really an individual thing of what's most important, what habits you personally should be working on right now. That just depends on kind of what your overall lifestyle looks like, what your health goals are, what you want to do. There's just a number of things that can determine which of these habits are most important for you personally. And one more thing before we get going, it might be easy to allow your brain to feel some overwhelm or maybe even get discouraged as I go through this list. I mean, 20 habits, 20 general broad aspiration or outcome habits is a lot. And you might start listening to them thinking, oh man, I don't have any of these implemented in my life. And that can feel overwhelming. But this is not meant to be overwhelming. Hopefully, another way you can look at it is encouraging that look at all these different options you have. You don't have to do all 20 at once. You have this whole array of different things that could help bring more health to your life. And you could just pick one or two of them and become more healthy. So it is kind of exciting that we have lots of different ways of improving our health. It's not like we have to do one thing. And if we happen to hate that one thing, then we're just out of luck. We've got so many options. So it's actually a wonderful, beautiful thing. So just keep that in mind if you start feeling your brain get a little overwhelmed or think that you have to do all of these at once. All right, let's jump in. Habit number one, repeat helpful, intentional thoughts or affirmations to yourself daily. When you hear the word habit, what do you think of? Most people think of something that they do. I have a habit of brushing my teeth in the morning. I have a habit of biting my nails or of using food as a coping mechanism or of doing yoga every morning. These are all behaviors. But while we certainly do have many behavioral habits and routines, we also have many thought habits. And I think these kind of get forgotten a lot. So for example, I have a habit of saying unkind things about my stomach whenever I look in the mirror. That is a personal habit that I used to have and one that still comes back again now and again for me. Maybe you have a habit of criticizing another part of your body or of judging other people's bodies or of feeling guilty whenever you eat certain foods. These thought habits can be a huge roadblock to making peace with food, making peace with your body, and improving your health. And that's why I feel like getting into the habit of inserting intentional, useful thoughts into your brain is so important to help kind of crowd out or prevent some of those not as helpful subconscious thoughts from resurfacing over and over or from letting our lower brain kind of take over and run wild. So that is a habit that I highly recommend. All right, habit number two, regular meal planning. This habit is multifaceted. It includes choosing what you're going to eat for the week or for 2 weeks or month or however long you like to meal plan, making a grocery list of what you need, doing the grocery shopping, and then actually making the meals. So this habit can feel a little complicated. I have a super streamlined, really easy meal planning system that I teach my students, but regular meal planning is such an important habit to have if you want to have regular meals and eat more at home. Habit number three, regular dinner prep. Now, this is different than meal planning. Dinner prep is one way that I like to make sure that those dinners that I planned in my meal plan actually get made. It's one thing to make the plan. It's another thing to follow through with it. I prefer doing my dinner prep in the morning, though other times might work better for other people. But basically, I just spend 5 to 10 minutes preparing for dinner that night. I get the recipe out. I pull any meat or other foods out of the freezer to defrost. I like to gather a lot of the ingredients, the spices or canned goods or something, and just have them there on the table ready to go. You can get anything marinating that needs to be, maybe make some dressings or anything that can sit in the fridge all day. It's just amazing how just a little bit of physical and mental preparation makes cooking dinner later on seem so much easier and doable to me. All right, habit number four, eat a balanced breakfast each morning. There's actually been a bit of debate on whether breakfast is really important, especially as intermittent fasting has become more popular. And many people find that breakfast is an easy meal to skip and to, quote, fast during. So I don't really have time to go too deep into the science of eating breakfast here, and I'd certainly like to do a whole episode on intermittent fasting. And I do plan on that at some point in the future. But I'll just say that the science is really strong still that eating breakfast is really great for our health. And I personally find that my body and my mind just really benefit from eating regular breakfast in the morning. I find it a great way to get some more nourishment, some great nourishing foods into my body. And it just helps give me energy and clarity until lunchtime. Habit number 5, eat a balanced lunch and snacks as needed. It's so easy to get busy during the day and to just forget about or skip lunch altogether, but it's so important to keep our bodies regularly nourished throughout the day, and lunch is a big part of keeping our bodies nourished. And snacks aren't a must, but certainly they're great if you get hungry in between meals. I, for one, generally eat lunch around 1 o'clock, and then we don't have dinner until 6, sometimes 7 if we're having a busy day. So I often need a snack in between those meals so that I'm not like ravenously hungry by dinner time. Habit number 6, eliminate or improve nighttime eating. Nighttime eating is another hefty topic that I don't have time to dive too deeply into here, but we know that eating a lot late at night, especially eating foods that are really high in sugar or fat, can interfere with getting a good night's sleep. So it's important to have healthy habits around what you do or what you don't eat at nighttime. Habit number 7, pay close attention to your hunger and fullness cues. Basically, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. We talked a little bit about this in last week's episode about metabolism, and this is a big part of what it means to be an intuitive eater, being really in tune with your body. It seems like an easy thing to do, to be in tune to your hunger and fullness cues, but it might actually be really difficult, especially at first for a lot of people, especially if you've spent years ignoring or trying to manipulate these cues that your body sends. It can be a challenge. So this is a skill. It's a habit that might take some time and some effort to develop, but it's an important one. All right, habit number 8, eat mindfully and get as much satisfaction out of your food as possible. Now, I already did an episode on this topic, on mindful eating, episode number 16, so you can go back and listen to that if you'd like more on that topic. Habit number 9, show regular love and respect to your body. This can be done in how you think and talk about and to your body, but it's also done in how you treat your body. For example, buying clothes that fit and feel comfortable, keeping yourself well-groomed, eating regularly, keeping your body nourished. These are all ways to show love and respect to your body. Habit number 10, work your heart and muscles through physical activity. Working your heart by doing cardiovascular or endurance exercises, and then also working your muscles through strength training or yoga or Pilates. Both these types of exercises have really great benefits to your health. Habit number 11, move and stretch throughout the day. Sitting for extended periods of time can be really harmful to our health. So it's important to just get up and move around periodically, especially if you have a desk job or if you just find yourself sitting a lot during the day. Or maybe you're active during the day, but then you come home and you sit most of the night as a way to relax. It's really important just to get yourself up and moving for 5 minutes or so every once in a while. Now, if you have young kids, they help make sure that you've got this habit covered. So I wouldn't worry about this one if you're a mother to some young ones. But also remember that stretching, I said move and stretch throughout the day. And stretching is something that a lot of us don't think to do. But stretching throughout the day can really help keep us limber and flexible, and especially as we age. So stretching is another habit that I highly recommend implementing into your daily routines. Okay, habit number 12, stay hydrated by drinking enough water each day. Most people know that getting enough fluids each day is very important for our health, but it can be difficult to remember to drink all day long. So creating some specific small habits around this goal or aspiration can be really useful. Habit number 13, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. It's no secret that fruits and vegetables provide lots of benefits to our bodies and our health. But still, so many people don't get a lot of them in their diet. Part of the problem is people don't like the way they taste. And so I think that learning how to cook vegetables, especially so that they taste as delicious as possible, is going to help with this habit. It's just going to help you naturally get more into your diet because you enjoy them and you want to eat a lot of them. So I actually spend a fair amount of time in my online course teaching how to make vegetables taste delicious. Habit number 14, get lots of other nutrient-dense foods such as whole grains, beans, and nuts. So other foods like dairy products and some meats, they also have some good nutrition. But I find most people don't struggle to get enough of those foods in their diet. But foods like nuts and seeds and beans and whole grains, these ones are super nutritious. And we usually have to be a little more intentional about getting these foods into our meals each day. Okay, habit number 15 is learn how to make healthy meals as fast and easy as possible. So with the fruits and vegetables, I talked about learning how to make healthy food taste delicious. This habit refers to learning how to cook faster, just to make it easier to get food on the table. Now, some people don't need this habit. If you really love cooking and you want to spend as much time in the kitchen as possible, then this might not be a habit for you because you're not interested in cooking things fast and easy. You want that experience of cooking and can make some wonderful, delicious, healthy meals that way. But a lot of us have either limited time or maybe we don't enjoy cooking as much and we just want to get in and out of the kitchen. So learning some ways to cook and prepare foods and just make it as quick and easy as can be really helpful to make sure that you're getting lots of home-cooked meals and getting dinner on the table. Okay, habit number 16 is have go-to ways to process your emotions that do not involve food. Now, I talked a little bit about this in episode number 11, the 5 steps to stop stress eating. So you can go back and listen for some ways to do that in that episode. Habit number 17, get outside into nature and sunshine every day. This just helps ensure that we get enough vitamin D through the sunshine, which, by the way, is a vitamin that tons of people aren't getting enough of. And you certainly can take supplements for this if needed. But getting out into sunshine is just a great way to absorb the sunlight, and it turns itself into vitamin D in our bodies. So also just getting into nature has just been found to have a whole host of benefits. And this is one that I still struggle with, is getting outside and getting enough sunshine. Okay, habit number 18, get enough sleep each night. Most people need about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So you might just want to stop and ask yourself how many hours you're getting on average. I know that getting enough sleep is so much easier said than done for many of us, but there are lots of different things we can do to make sure that we're getting that habit of getting enough sleep into our life. Okay, habit number 19. Enjoy moderate amounts of fun foods or foods that are meant only for pleasure and not necessarily for the nutritional value, what some people might call, quote, junk food, though I don't like that term. So get moderate amounts of that, of those types of foods, but not too much. This is a hefty topic. Again, I'll be touching on sometime, hopefully in the near future, but just making sure, obviously, that we're not getting too much sugar, too many highly processed foods that aren't really serving our body other than serving us from a pleasure standpoint. And we've made it to our last habit, which is habit number 20, surround yourself with people that help support your health goals. This includes helping you have a healthy relationship with food and with your body, and also with, you know, maybe moving more, maybe eating more nutrient-dense foods, just any of your health goals. If you have people around you that are supportive, these can be people that you're around physically or virtually or both, preferably if you have that option. This just can make it so much more likely for you to meet your health goals if you have this supportive community around you. And those are the top 20 habits that I believe will help you be as healthy as possible. Again, I want to reiterate that you do not have to do all of these 20 habits at once. Maybe you can just choose the one that, as I was reading it, you were kind of like, oh yeah, I really want to do that in my life. I think that would be really beneficial. And just focus on that. And not even that, just focus on one or two really specific little habits within that category. That is how we build these habits into our life. It's not by going and trying to run a marathon in a day. It's by going for a mile long walk. every day consistently for a while and then upping that if we feel the need. I also want to make a note that there might be different periods or seasons in your life when some of these habits are going to be really hard to do. For example, maybe you have a new baby, and as much as you would like to get adequate sleep, you're that 7 to 9 hours, it's just not possible right now. It's just not the season to have plenty of sleep. And so just being patient, recognizing that that season will come someday in the future, and not being too hard on yourself if that's just not a habit you're able to implement in your life right now, and that's fine. Also, just because you might have a strong habit in one of these areas already right now doesn't mean that that habit's going to stay forever or even look the same next year. Our life is constantly changing, so our habits are constantly changing as well. When I was younger, I had a really solid, regular exercise habit for years and years and years. And then I started having kids, and that habit kind of shifted and changed, and I kind of started cutting back on my exercising. And then there was a period in my life where that habit went away altogether, and I just didn't have a regular exercise habit. And then several years ago, I reestablished an exercise habit, and I have it now, but even that shifts sometimes depending on what's going on in my life. So I just want you to recognize that, I mean, maybe I was reading through these and you're like, yeah, all right, I've got all those habits down, which is awesome, but not the norm, I'm sure. So don't get discouraged if that wasn't you. But just recognize that even if you have it, you still have to kind of be conscious of these habits continuously and kind of check in on yourself. Oh, how am I doing in that area? How am I doing here? Because often our habits will shift and change and come and go, and we just kind of got to stay on top of it. So if you need a recap of those 20 habits, I know that was a lot and I went through them quickly. You can go to healththroughhabits.com, scroll down near the bottom, and you'll see all those habits listed down there. There's a couple extra probably in there as well. But it goes through basically the modules of my Health Through Habits program. These are all of the habits that students have the option of working on in the program. So again, I do not ask my students to do all 20 of these habits in our 8-week program, but these are the ones they get to choose from. And so just if you want a refresher of what we went over today, you can go and look at those on healththroughhabits.com. Like I've mentioned, I already have some podcast episodes covering a few of these topics, and I am sure I'll do episodes on most, if not all, of these topics at some point in the future. So stay tuned for that, and be sure to subscribe to the show so that you can get notified of new episodes in the future. Fair warning, it'll probably take me a year or two to get to all of those habits in this podcast because I only do one episode a week, and like I mentioned earlier, I have lots of other topics I plan on covering too. I'm also not really able to go as in-depth or give any additional resources or tools that I have that can help implement these habits into your life. So again, if you're really interested in creating these habits and you want some help with that, just be sure to go check out my signature program, Help Through Habits, if you want to get started right away and you don't want to wait around for me to get to all of those topics in this podcast. All right, so that is our show for the day. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much for those of you who have been around for all 20 episodes even. I know some of you have been here from day one, and I just so appreciate your support and for you coming back week after week and listening to this podcast. I try really hard to provide value here. I also know I'm not perfect, so you can always feel free to reach out to me if anybody has any suggestions or comments or criticisms or anything that you want to share. I am all ears. Just please try and do it in as kind a way as possible. That would be really appreciated. I'm kind of a sensitive person. All right. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. If you'd like help implementing what we've talked about today more fully into your life, come check out my self-paced program at healththroughhabits.com. You'll use the science and tools of habit formation to help transform your health and your mindset. In just a few short weeks, you'll be able to add any number of healthy behavior and thought habits into your life so that you can enjoy finding true health for yourself. I hope to work with you soon.